Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Chavis Havavis Shara Tshuva Perek Tes. The Chavis Havavis is in the middle of talking about the Averis, where Tshuva is more difficult. So he talked about Ben Adam LaChaveroi, many various practical reasons why Tshuva will be more difficult, in terms of tracking down the person, appeasing him, etc. He talked about the averis that a person that became a habit, which becomes very difficult to break. And then he talked about causing a person's death, chalila. And now we move on. Mehem oids. Some more of such sins are mishegolim la'abed mamoin chaveroi b'chilusa. If a person causes, we talked about chalila causing the death of another person through your bad mouthing. And here chalila also not as bad, but causing somebody significant financial harm by talking about them, perhaps by reporting on them to authorities in a way that's not approved al pi halacha, etc. So here also, so ein oile lo tshuva chiratzes chaveroi. In the moment in the peace, here also, the tshuva will not be affected until you properly appease the person, both by making amends with money and also by appeasing him. B'kniya limcha loy v'linza avoynoi, by lowering yourself before him, trying to appease him, to get him to forgive. Okay. U'mehem mishebo ala erev avoynoi mamza. If a person, chalila, had forbidden relations and now there is an illegitimate child in the world, so this person's disgrace has now been perpetuated. And there's no way to undo what happened here, etc. What's that? Oh, is that today's Zav Yemi? Oh, okay, good timing. Another one is Mishahir Gilishoine Lechaze Volisaper Bignus Meodom. A person who grew accustomed to lying. See, the chatoim of speech especially become very ingrained because it's so easy to do and it becomes a habit. A person who becomes a habitual liar, or perhaps worse, Volisaper Bignus Meodom. A person who speaks disparagingly about people in a habitual way. He speaks about others. And it's very, very difficult then to afterwards, when this becomes a habit, you're talking about people right and left, and you try afterwards to reconstruct, to try to figure out who are all the people that I spoke about. That's the famous, right, the Chofetz Chaim, the famous mashal of a person who suddenly, you know, something came over to him. He ripped open a pillow and threw all the down pillow and threw the feathers all over the place and suddenly regretted it. He wants to get the feathers. Forget it. It's a lost cause. So he says that that's basically when a person gets into the habit of talking freely, letting his tongue loose against people, the averus are being scattered all over the place, mamish like in the wind. And you go afterwards and try to figure out who did I speak about, who did I hurt through my tongue. It's just too much to try to take stock of. Because it's mamish endless, the talking was endless. He forgot, you can remember every conversation you had over the last 15 years. He forgot all the people he spoke about. Perhaps hasn't seen them in years. Yet, each of those conversations is recorded. And the Kosov B'Sefer HaVinoisov and Rachmana Litzlan, it is all written in this person's book of Averis. But by Nema, he brings a pasuk that talks about how when a person is looking to see fault in people, when he talks ill of people, he'll be collecting in a wholesale way averus. Okay. Moving on a bit, again skipping a few lines. Something else that makes tshuva difficult is mishidiach bnei adam bedas shebadalem. A person who led people astray. A person who led people astray. Whether he actually founded a cult, religion, right? And he caused people to believe in it. He went astray and he led others astray also. The more believers there are in his cult, it gets worse and worse. His aveira. This is, okay, he's talking about the extreme case of a person who founded a religion. I have a few of those too. But this is true for any person who is causing others to sin. Like Chazal said, a person who is causing others merit, is instructing people the right way, Hashem has a special seyata d'shmaya that he won't fall into sin. But a person who causes the masses to sin, he must speak in b'yodei la'aseh tshuva. He won't have the opportunity to do tshuva. So this is a scary thing, Baruch Hashem. I don't think this is relevant to most of us. But it's not just people who founded religions. You have people today. It's a scary thing today with how easy it is to get opinions out, right? To get people write all kinds of destructive things. People write things that have very bad influence on others, and it's easy, it's free, it's just so easy to get, and the effect is terrible. If you are mamish being machti is harabi, not necessarily in terms of getting them to mamish bow down to an idol, but everybody feels free to write whatever opinions they have. They don't know if their opinions are authorized. Opinions is not something you can just, not every opinion is legitimate, right? But everybody considers their opinion of high authority. It was the Kutzker Rebbe who said, right? The Kutzker Rebbe said, not everything that's thought has to be said. And not everything that's said has to be written. And not everything that's written has to be printed. And not everything that's printed has to be read. Right? But what's that? Published, yeah. And this is a major issue today. Tom, Dick, and Harry who thinks that they have an opinion on what's going on. And so often you see terrible things that are just being plastered all over the place. Bizui Tomi de Chachamim. All kinds of terrible hashkafas that are just freely being bounced all over the place. And people are reading and reading and reading and reading. You know, you want to help these people out a little bit, the people actually doing the writing. Don't go on the web. Don't read blogs. Don't see what used to be. I had a few batlanim sitting in the back of the shul and talking. You didn't have everybody going over afterwards to see, oh, those people who are busy talking during davening, I'm so eager, I'm so keen to know, what did they have to say? What is their take on politics? When these people are putting these things up on blogs, batlanim, nobodies, and their things are being read, Rahman al-Islam. When I used to be more in my earlier days, relatively, of giving shiurim and things like that, so often people would bring me these different clippings and this, could I respond to this, could I respond to that, and I used to mamish put energies into it until I decided, and I started telling people, Raboisai, if you're opening yourself up to all this garbage, it's not my fault. I'm not going to waste time and energy. You know what? The response to all these things is, don't read them. Decide who you want to allow into your mind, right? And not everybody who has something to sneeze or who has something to burp deserves your attention, even if he wants to do it in very, very public forums. It's a shame. There's certain mice of satan in the fact. You know, there's a lot of benefit in it too. But there's also a certain mice of satan in the fact that it's so easy today to get things out. And this is really where today we have very, very relevant, even Rachman al-Islam in officially from circles, because people are real machtia as harabim on a wholesale basis by people who just think that they have the license and the freedom to express their opinions, whatever they are, without having a background in Torah Ashkafa, without having Shimush Tamagatok. And again, none of us are doing it, but then Afkamin is to realize, be snobby about what you expose yourself to on the receiving end. Don't listen to things, don't read things, unless you know this is a person who I want to allow into my mind. Our minds are vulnerable. Our minds are vulnerable. We're more influenceable, if you can say that. I don't know if that's a proper word. But than we would like to think. And we are influenced by good rhetoric. And it's not necessarily dependent on the substance. So, yeah, be a snob. Don't just read everything. Decide in advance who are the people that I want to hear, who are the people whose opinions I want to see. And other than that, even if they're from, etc., don't necessarily deserve access. They don't necessarily deserve entry into your mind. You want to know that a person is qualified before you let him into your mind. Okay. So he's talking about Machti Sarabim as one of the people who are going to have a hard time doing tshuva. But listen to this. This is scary. Here he really takes this a scary step further. And he says, Omasig Bamin Azeh, included in this category, obviously on a bit of a more subtle level, but included in this category is Misha Efshalay Litzavayz Batoiv, Ulahazir Minora Ala Anoshim Toiv. A person who was in position to admonish, a person who was in position to instruct people correctly. The Ikvay Mizeh, Yichul Mamoinam, Oyir Osam, but he didn't do it because he wanted to remain in their good graces, didn't want to say things that will ruffle feathers, will irk people, because maybe it depends, maybe his salary depends on them. Maybe he's afraid of them. They're powerful people. Or he's just too bashful. And therefore they went astray. And he didn't instruct him. So he's saying, if a person is in position to have that ashpa, but he neglected to do so, that's also a level, Achmar is very, very scary. It's also a level of Machti Sarabi. Okay, so the Chavis Havavis here just laid down a whole list of people whose tshuva is going to be very complicated. And that's it. That's the end of the Perek. But the next Perek is where he turns around and comes back and says that, nevertheless, tshuva is always, a person really wants to apply himself to tshuva and really puts in the energies and the efforts, Hashem will make it work. There's never a person who can't. We're just saying, beware of the things that make it much more difficult, because then the process is difficult. You have to put in a lot more efforts. But when your person is ready to actually, sincerely take up the struggle, Hashem will help it. Okay, we'll end there for tonight.
Thank you.